License plates are strictly utilitarian in most states, a number to identify a car. Some states include little artwork, oranges in Florida, a peach in Georgia, slogans like Land of Lincoln in Illinois, Live Free or Die in New Hampshire. But in Delaware, license plates can be investments. Monday, a license plate hit the block at Emmert Auction Associates in Rehoboth Beach. William Butch Emmert is owner of that auction house. Thanks for being with us, Mr. Emmert.
My pleasure.
How much did it go for?
$410,000 for license plate number 20.
Did it belong to Marilyn Monroe or Abraham Lincoln? What makes that?
No, it was from an estate up in northern Delaware, from Greenville, Delaware, and a lovely lady that passed away, of some means, and wasn't a celebrity, but anybody that has a tag like that inherently is a celebrity in the state of Delaware.
And I still don't quite understand. I mean, I'm a baseball fan, but still don't understand why the Honus Wagner card is worth millions of dollars. What makes a license plate worth almost $500,000?
Well, in the state of Delaware, the governor has number one, the lieutenant governor has number two, the secretary of state has number three. Everything above number three, from three to infinity, are all there, available, and can be traded. Originally, they were traded for political favors in the 40s and 50s, and then later, as it became much more prominent to trade them, you know, to sell them for money, what you're actually doing is you're exchanging tags with someone who has a worthless tag, and the cost is the boot.
Well, it's not a worthless tag. It lets you drive, right?
It's not a worthless tag at all. I'm talking about someone trades a worthless tag for the expensive tag and puts it on their car. It's not the plate. It's the number. You know, in the state of Delaware, it's strictly the number. It's a way of transferring wealth from one generation to another. It's like owning a great piece of art. We've seen these tags, like number 20, 1958-59, this tag was worth $5,000. It just sold for $410,000.
If you'd bought gold bullion at those prices, I'm not sure they would have multiplied that much.
No, I'm sure not. Very recently, one of my customers had a low tag on his car, and a gentleman pulled him off the road and asked him if he had come over on the Mayflower. that's the old line Delaware families that are wealthy.
But let me understand it. In theory, right, someone who is a descendant of the founder of Delaware, who had, let's say, license plate 15,
right,
could sell that to some Eastern European billionaire who just came over, right?
Oh, absolutely. We had people bidding on the tag number 20 and other tags that we had in the sale that were in Norway, but on vacation. But yeah, you know, as long as you're a Delaware resident and you have a license in Delaware, you can certainly do it. Several years back, we sold the world record for a single-digit plate. We sold number 6 for around $700,000.
May I ask, what's your license plate?
107.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah. That's a good one. Well, actually, I have several low license plates. I don't have any as low as 20 or anything like that, but I have some pretty good low ones.
Butch Emmert owns Emmert Auction Associates in Delaware. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Emmert.
Scott, my great pleasure.
And may all your license plates be low numbers.
There you go.